Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Rumpled Ramblings. Today we're going to be talking about terrible female friendships. Today I actually have a female friend in the house, Afi.
Hi.
So Afi and I have been friends for about 14 years, right?
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years. So in discussing negative friendships, I really thought it good to bring a friend that has brought me only positive vibes, but you know, just to express just to express the negativity that we've experienced in other friendships. Let me start by saying that I'm a very sentimental person, a loving and emotional woman, and such a lover of friendships, matching clothes, pictures, birthdays, outings, sleepovers, hangouts, just because it means I get to spend more time with people I consider loved ones. But is that it will teach you that what you think or what you want is not always what you get. And this is also the case when it comes to women. It's the case when you're dealing with men. Listen, they're amazing and heartwarming and loving and put their lives on the line for you. But they can also be spiteful and vicious and jealous and desperately wicked. I know the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked, but you see the hearts of some women. Oh, man. Indeed, hell had no fury like a woman scorned. But you see, some aren't necessarily scorned. They are just wicked and selfish. If you're on this table, I need you to own it, please. Let me begin with myself. When I was secondary school, my friend started dating this guy, and I'd kiss him from time to time. You know, say we're dating from time to time because I was there first and I was trying to prove a point. It went on for a while and it was exhilarating at that point because I considered no one but myself. But after reflection, or just generally, it is evident that that is not what true friendship is about. But I'll excuse myself on the basis that I was 15, values were not fully formed. Now, after 10 years of experiencing even more, evolving, changing, growing, it's clear that age has nothing to do with anything. It's still happening. Grown ass are still on the line, not supporting each other like we claim on social media, or just being malicious and vicious and wicked. Let me point out that this is a way, an attempt to bring down women, but just a way of expression and sharing of experiences, because my silence on it does not mean the stories for this podcast. I spoke to 15 women and only 3 of these women had no sour experiences. So, can you believe that?
That's crazy.
It is crazy because, you know, why always women supporting women up and down? Meanwhile, reflect, look at the women in your life. How many of them are actually supporting you, like, through and through? How many of them do you really feel like have your back? When I was in primary 6, I had a best friend called Rosemary. There was this other girl in our class called Ifwa. And for whatever reason, Rosemary always talked about how Ifwa was ugly and fat. And, you know, just always said terrible things about her. And one day I came to school, and Rosemary and Ifwa were giggling at assembly. And I was perplexed. I was like, what is going on here? Like, why and how was she playing with someone that she had always claimed to hate? I wondered for weeks, but it is what it is. Years later, I had this thing going on with this guy, and my girlfriend was constantly healing me about it and everything. You know, you guys look so nice together. And then, you know, but actually, sometimes she'll say, she doesn't even like him. Look at his head, look at his ear. I was like, no, why now? One day, she just left me to go and see her friend in a car. And, you know, it was usual. So, she just... Anyway, they're having sex in the car and police catches them. Turns out, it was the guy. I figured it out and I couldn't believe it. Because she came and she explained to me how she was in trouble with her friend and everything. They caught them in the car, this one, that one. The whole time, her car friend was the same guy I was supposed to be seeing. But, you know, moving forward, because, Kukomi, it has happened. It has happened. In my survey, in my discussion, we encountered, you know, we discussed selfish friendships. Girls are forget you when they enter relationships. Mm-hmm. And you know, like you had said before, that's common. That's general knowledge. Women just do that. Then after, they will now come back and start crying. That's usually my time to laugh.
Nah, that thing is so crazy. Like your friends that both of you are single together, they now enter a relationship and then they just forget about you. There's even one where, you know, you and your girls are out, and when they see a man, or when they see one fine guy like this, they're gone. That thing pisses me off so much, because is it not me and you that enter the same place together? But once you see a man, like, you know, you've run away. And this whole thing too with, you know,
I'm planning to do this though, just so you know. The next time I fall in love, just know that it's not for you, Sha, because I only have like three friends
understand.
I consider exceedingly honest. Yeah.
I know you're joking.
And when you
please, for all you her listeners out there, she's joking.
Hasta la vista, baby. That's what I'm gonna do. Just say ciao.
Wait, let me even understand the context. You're going to not speak to.
Okay, moving forward.
No. Moving forward, Nana doesn't see anything without an element of truth in it. So I'll be watching you. Anyways, as yeah. I was saying, I think most of like all these bad friendships stem from jealousy, because
yes, it's crazy because I don't know why women can't learn to own their individuality, why you can't just love yourself mm-hmm. the way you are. You must look at another woman and be angry at her for the way she is. It's crazy.
And there are even some friendships where they feel like they must always, like, they always have to upstage you, so they're always in competition.
They always have to prove to you that they are better than you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I buy an iPhone 6, making sure they're buying, you know, they're buying a MacBook or buying something mm-hmm. higher, just so they don't feel less than you. And it's just so crazy because friendships are meant to be. Friendships are not meant to be parasitic. They're meant to be beneficial to each other's. It's just crazy. I honestly just feel like most girls in friendships are really jealous of the other person, jealous mm-hmm. of your life,
mm-hmm.
of your mm-hmm. boyfriend.
That's the word.
Some girls, you know, they're just in the friendships for clout. Like, they know mm-hmm. if you look nice in their pictures for the gram.
Those are the ones. Yeah, sis. Until it's actually time to be a sister, bam, they have disappeared. Those are the ones. Those are the ones.
Many people are on it. Mm-hmm. They're only just to come and say, oh my girl, looking nice, come on, this, that.
Looking but like when it comes,
you know, but when it comes to being an actual friend, they are not there. Me, I don't deceive myself. I feel like as a girl, if you know you can't have like two or three people that you can confide in with everything, have friends that you meet to for certain things. Mm-hmm. If you know that you have a specific as a prayer partner, have that friend. If you mm-hmm. have a friend just to be going out and, you know, have that friend. Don't deceive yourself. 2 days ago, should I say 3 days ago, I wouldn't say she's my friend, but yeah, she's somebody I knew, we're close in the past, but not anymore. You know, she'll call me and be like, oh, you haven't checked on me since. I mean, I know like, she's not calling me.
Did you call me and I didn't answer
you? Mm-hmm. I know that she's not calling me to check on me. She just wants something. So me, I don't like small talk. Like, I had to ask her, okay, hi, how are you? What do you want? Like, what's going on? What do you need my help with? And then she told me, and I'll, at the end of the day, I was just like,
they ask you, how is your family? Because they usually ask her, you, how is your sister? How is your family? How is your brother? How is your mom? How is the booker? How is the blog? How is the podcast?
I can't stand it. Because even if you want to do that, do it with sense. If you want something from your Monday, stop calling me from Wednesday. Do you understand?
No.
Come on, that
call me on the point and say, Nene, please help me. send 1,000. Just do it at the point. Let me do it and get it over. And don't ask me how are you, because I'll ask you if you're mad. You're asking me stupid. How are
I know you can.
Yeah, because I would. What's so stupid? How am I? I'm very well, thank you. Obviously, that's going
to be. Female friendships are crazy. Female, that's why it's so essential to have male friends, because they're not dramatic.
At all. See, female friends, male friends, now let's say one of their friends bought MacBook, the other one bought iPhone, the other one is using Nokia. We'll join her together and say, ah, die. Maybe we put money together. Maybe we do like this. Maybe. Immediately that one they would have bought for him, and nobody will ever know. And now, hey, they should give you one dress for your birthday, and you people fight after that thing.
You say, I'm the one that gave her the dress.
She'll say, ah, if not for me, she won't have anything in her. Think maybe when you met them. Hey, God, they should not. The thing is, and you didn't ask for, they just said, ah, okay, I have a dress that you look really nice in, you know, and they give it to you. Everything is fine because we're all cozy at that point. The minute you just fight,
yeah, when you
this idiot, fight, I not give my dress that I bought for 1,000 naira.
Shameless. Do you understand?
Ungrateful. You will not get what.
Then when you guys fight, they will not send you paragraph.
You'll send me back my. I would have just tied wrapper. I've come to the birthday, because even if I tied wrapper, the birthday would have still happened. We would have still celebrated.
And girls, my age would not have
reduced. They are terrible.
Yeah, some girls are crazy. Even those that, you know, there's some girls in, you know, in bad friendships that, you know, you'd be feeling some type of way. You call her out and say, oh, I don't like when you did this or did this. Then they try to play the victim.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hate that thing so much. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to explain to you why I felt like you hurt me, mm-hmm. you have no right to start crying or start saying, Ada, how can you say this? How can you make me feel this way? And I'm the one that's feeling the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Being the victim. So it's so crazy. It's something I hate. But generally, in bad friendships, I always feel like, as females, the power of our intuition is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
There are always going to be red flags. There are always going to be signs. It's you that's choosing to avoid it. So I just feel like, as females, we should know who our true ones are.
Exactly. And keep our true ones. Exactly. Like, at the end of the day, that's what you've said is the point of this whole conversation. It's very important to know who your friends are, because exactly like you said, those main friends, the ones that you can tell everything to, the ones that you're really honest and naked with, you. But there are some that they don't necessarily want to do the work, but they want to be included in that few. And when it comes to it, like when it comes to being tested, you already know they are going to fail, because I like to be honest in my relationships. I like to evaluate my friends as human beings before I take them. Listen, I don't mind if you're a terrible person, or I could still be friends with you, but I'm friends with you in the knowledge I know that you are trash. So now, knowing that you are trash, there's no reason why I'm going to give you the responsibility of, let me just say, picking my child up from school with people. And you cannot get angry that I know that you can, and when I say you can't pick my child from school, because you just can't. It doesn't mean you're not my friend. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It's fine. Like, we still have a relationship. I really am very conscious about boundaries when it comes to trust, because I can be really trusting. I do think I'm overly trusting, but I like to know what my friends are capable of, so that when they'll say, ah, Nene, this one, she killed this person, I can know when to say, ah, it's okay, mind your business. Meanwhile, I'll call her and say, oh yeah, where do you keep the body? Let's know how we're going to do it. You know, that kind of thing. So like, it's full exclusivity, full honesty. It is very important in relationships. When I feel like we can't establish that, there's no how you're going to be in my personal space, like in my inner chambers, let me call it that, because that's what my mommy calls it. You're just going to be on the outside, you know, looking at me, almost seeming like you're close, but never close. Anyway,
honestly, it's better for you not to have those kind of people, because I can't have friends that'll say, you can't pick my child, you can't pick my child. Like, I'd rather not just have you there at all. Do you get what I'm saying? Which is why I said, honestly, the best thing for you to do is just to have friends that, you know, okay, I can pray with this one if I want to go for parties.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know this one can be my child, and I know this one can't. Because at the end of the day, nobody's perfect, and nobody can get it all right all the time. Like, we're all human beings, and from time to time, people make mistakes and people fall short. And sometimes some people decide to, you know, dwell in their mistakes and, you know, drown in it. And sometimes you can't really help them. But I'm cases. And I feel like in me and you's friendship now, there's no boundaries. That's because it has been established over time, you know. And yeah, you know me, sure. You know me, know me. Like, you know what I would do and what I wouldn't do.
Know me.
Yeah.
Same.
And I know you know you. And I know what you wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes it easier to deal with. And that's because we're as honest as honest can. But that is a very difficult thing to establish in female friendships. Because see, in my survey, my friend was telling me that as she was friends with her friends, everything was okay. They were guys, they were going out and everything. Just for her to learn that her friend was getting married. And this is somebody that she considered, and it's not funny. She considered her guy, like her actual guy. She told her everything, you know, she goes to her house, everything. And she just found out she was getting married, and she was like, that when did you start dating too? And you know those ones that they're always doing hide and seek like that. They always feel like they're sharp guys. So anyway, she got married. She got married and everything. I've left two people in the single club. There's so much vicious, envious character. Maybe she didn't tell her because she thought the other one was still her boyfriend, which is another thing I hate about dealing with women also. The security irritates the shit out of me. But anyway, as I was saying, she didn't tell her because, you know, let me not tell them bad delay. Why are you friends with in that kind of way? Why? And how can I say I'm your friend when you're getting married?
Imagine you hearing I'm getting married tomorrow. Like, honestly, the first thing the first thing she'll say is which app is that? Do you understand? Then they can say maybe after another place. Because do you understand?
It can't be after just some people. Because it must be another one. It's Afyon Kiruka. Because it can't be my own Afyon. How? When? And I don't understand the you know, you need to keep everything secret. You need to then you are not friends. You're not friends. You just call yourself acquaintances. Just say I know her. I know her. Don't say she's my friend. In fact, they will even say Freddy sis. She's my sister. She's my sister. They are very quick.
I also feel like something that's downplayed a whole lot in friendships. I know it's overplayed in like romantic relationships, but in female friendships is love languages. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important for your friends' love languages, because there's something I always, you know, say to my friend that's in a relationship. I'm telling her, your boyfriend can't love you the way let me try to word this properly. Your boyfriend can't love you the way he thinks you should be loved. Your boyfriend has to love you the way you want to be loved. Mm-hmm. So in friendships, you have to love me the way I feel like, oh, Nene loves me. Not the way Nene feels like, oh, Ada should be loved this way. I think Ada wants to be loved this way. Mm-hmm. So it's something that should be communicated in female friendships. If it's quality time, spending more time with your friend, phone calls. Me, honestly, I mean, something I dealt with, I dealt with and I'm still dealing with, you know, I have a friend where, you know, a really close friend, and she's like, Ada, one of my love languages is quality time, and I don't call her all the time, so it was like a problem.
Yeah,
and
me personally,
it's not like I don't want to call her, but I hate phone calls. Like, I don't like being on. It's just draining for me. But I had to learn to adjust, even if it means me making a timetable every week.
I used to call so and so. Yeah, you're just intentional about the friendship.
Really important, because even if it's inconvenient for you, the fact that that person is your friend and you hold them so dear to you, I mean, it will not take you 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Call them, check on them. So I think love languages is so important. I feel like we fail to actually speak about that in female friendships.
like I said before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finish your sentence.
Go on. No, you can go on, Anna.
Okay. So like I said before, in my speaking to 15 women and only having 3 say they didn't have any negative relationships, I also got a point. Friends that what you do. You see, you hear, she's a slut. It's from her friends you hear it too. And they will never tell her that, dear, you're a slut. Dear, your relationship is trash.
And
or ask her, dear, is it that you can't close your pants, dear? Mm-mm. They'll be looking at her. They will be healing her. They'll be encouraging her. And I think that's really terrible when you just can't be honest with the people that you call your friends or the ones that you trust. And later they use your weakest parts to insult you or to attack you when you fight. Like the ones we spoke about that will say they borrowed you.
Yes, the other people.
Without you, without them, you will not have dress to wear. Well, they did not meet you naked. If they were not there, you will still not be naked. But you know, apart from that, they just use like bad parts about your character because as human beings, we make mistakes and you need to understand that nobody is perfect. You can't express to me that, oh, Nene, listen, this is what I did. You know, this is the mistake I made. When we now fight, I'll now say, you died, you went to go and do this, do that, you know? Like, it's vicious. Like, we can have conversations without insulting each other, without saying things that are derogatory.
I feel like any friend that does that, like, end it. Like, if I have a fight with you and then you now come and say literally all the things I told you in confidence, like, and because where do we move on from there? How am I not sure that when we have a misunderstanding again, you will not come and
they'll use microphone.
It's also something I've noticed about female friendships. When you're trying to call out your friend on her bad behavior and say, oh, this thing that she did, it's not right, and all of that, there's some people that now feel that, oh, they remember your past mistakes, and I'll say, why are you judging? You know you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Sickening. Like,
yes, because what I have done does not counter what you are doing right now, you know? And bringing up what I have done does not erase the wrong that you're doing. I totally relate to that, Sada. I totally relate to that.
I like the friendship I have with you and even you as a person, because you're the kind of person to say your mind. Like, Nana is the type of person to say her mind. If you want to vex, she'll just be eating her Toblerone and Mirinda. When you're done vexing, like, you come back. Nana is very, you want to vex? Okay, now vex. She'll be eating whatever she's eating. And then when you're done, like, you'll not be the one to come and meet her. So I honestly just feel like, know your friendships.
Yeah.
As you have a friend, like, call them out on their bad behavior. Yeah. And also something I encourage is, if you're in public and maybe your friend does something, you don't have to now shout on her there. You can just, you know, support her there. Not necessarily support her bad behavior. Or maybe she did something that was out of line, or she said something.
Adami, you know, I will even support. If you are seeing somebody's tire, is the person that upset, you are the one that is wrong. I will support you to tear the person's tire. When we now go,
I remember one time in 200 level, I was in Nene's room, and there's one of her friends that had like a relationship, her boyfriend did something or something called the boy, and she finished
me.
Nene had not heard the story. Yes, I don't think you can remember, but you hadn't heard the full story from the mutual friend, but you finished him, and you finished him just because he spoke bad about, you know, our friend, and he messed up with her. He messed up her reputation. But I honestly feel like that's friendship.
Yeah.
The fact that you can stand,
Yeah, I don't even care what you did. I don't care what you did anyway, because you're my friend.
Yeah. Writing to the end.
Exactly.
So I just feel like,
exactly.
I just feel like, girls, there would always be signs. If anybody in your life is feeling negative energy, let that person go. Yeah. And I know that everyone says let that person go because it's cliche, but there are ways that you can let the person go. You can keep your distance, limit the way, you know, they will get the message. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's what I feel. But yeah.
So I was, one of my friends was telling me about how she had a friend that was just with her 1 minute, and next minute she's in another room talking about her. Talking about her like, oh, she's so ugly, she's so black, she thinks she's all that, she's the only one with hips, blah. And at that time, knowing that she wasn't just going to trust her, and I was like, that's really terrible, because I can only imagine how she felt emotionally, psychologically. Like, imagine someone you're dealing with on a day-to-day, someone that's helping you pick your clothes, help someone you run to when you're sad. You hear that, this one is whispering in another room, she's so ugly, she's so black. Like, that's such a terrible thing to say.
How do you recover from that?
This is terrible. It's so crazy. She said they've ended the relationship, which is obviously what was best. But you see that person, I can still see her doing it to so many more people in life, because it was most obviously her character. Mm-hmm. And it is so ill. It's exactly what it is. Ill, Yama. And sorry. Not for you. But please, if you're like that, please change. It's terrible. It's really terrible. I was reading this thing on Joro.
Me, I mean. Yeah.
Finish your sentence at them.
No, continue. I'll talk.
Okay. I was reading this thing on Joro.
Okay, but I was going to say, mm-hmm. I'm a big believer of calling the person out, because they know what they're doing.
Definitely.
So it's when you call them out, their brain will switch on. They say, okay. Like, because mostly they always feel like the other person is small, or they always have a higher hand. So call them out. The first day you call them out, you see their behavior will change. It's because, some girls like to be non-confrontational, that let me not say anything, let me be the peacemaker. Sometimes you have to show them that, you know, you too, you can move mad. That's the only way that, you know, people would change. But yeah, what you're saying.
Before I go to what I saw on Jiro's page, another personal experience was, you know, maybe when I was in, like, some time ago, years ago, actually, one of my male friends told me that, you know, I had a lot of female friends. And I go, I know it seems like I have a lot of friends, but I have very few people in my inner circle, and those that they know that they are there, and they're very few. And that's not to say that perfect or they can't mess up tomorrow, but it's just to say that I am prepared to take it when it's up. And he goes, you know,
yeah,
for your friends, I think you should go to their chats and type your name and see everything that comes up, see everything that they have to say about you. And I was like, first of all, in kind of person to go through your phone, because it's very insecure, and it's just business. And I had space, like, whatever you're doing, you're doing. Whatever we are doing, we're doing. So there's no need for all the meddling and whatnot. But I did tell my friend one time that, type in my name. I want to see everything that you have on. And she laughed.
Oh, you told
her? Yeah, I told her. And she laughed. And she typed in my name. And, you know, I could see my name in so many places in different chats. Now, there wasn't maybe like one or two negative things, which wasn't from a spam. It was just talking. And it was nothing that she couldn't have said to my face, or nothing she hadn't said to my face already. But I just thought about it, that just imagine having to go through your friend's phone and see that they've said different malicious things about you, because I'm pretty sure it's like, if I had ever been up for the challenge, because when he said it, he was so certain that I would see stuff that I wouldn't be particularly pleased with. And it's crazy to have that perception and still.
It's crazy, especially if you don't especially if you are very emotional and sentimental, yeah, and you hold things dear.
Like me.
There's no harm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always really honest in all my relationships. I try to be as honest as possible. And it would be terrible to realize that people aren't reciprocating that same energy, or to find out that my friend is outrightly lying to me or lying to me about something. And I don't feel like I'm entitled to your anything, but I just feel like it is the bare minimum that you can give, since I have given you all of me, you know. It's just it's fine if you don't want to. It's fine. Like, the door is always open. Like I say, I think I give my friends that ultimatum at a point in time. Listen, if you're tired of dealing with my bullshit, if you feel like I'm not up to it, sweetheart, the door is open. Walk it. Go away. Soldier go, soldier come, you stand. Listen, I was alive. I was breathing before you came. When you go, I will still be okay. Like, maybe I'll say, oh my God, I would have called her to tell her. But it's not, oxygen is not going to leave my nose. My leg isn't going to disappear. I'm still going to be okay. Except you sent assassins to come into my leg. But
also, like, in that kind of situation, mm-hmm, if that ever happens, you should also realize that, see, honestly, you can be a good person and someone still hates you for no reason. So it's story. Really
many enemies I'm having. I don't even know what I've done to them. Some I can swear they've never had a conversation with me. I remember when I was in uni, somebody told her later that she spoke back at me or something like that, and her friends told her that I'm going to come and beat her. And I was just like, did I beat anybody before? Like, what would give you the opinion that I'm going to come and beat? Where did you slap somebody? What do you think? It's crazy. I won't. So you can, like, I'm not, I don't fight for myself. But like, if you mess with Ada now, I can come and fight you. But I'm saying, like, me, you can never get me upset to the extent of I'm going to come and no. But maybe if you just step on Ada's toes, yep, definitely gonna come and fight. definitely.
I'm actually prepared to that. That's actually Nene. But yeah, in all honesty, like, people will hate you for no reason. So if that ever happens to anyone, I feel like, let that person go and be at peace with yourself. Don't feel less than because the person, you know, speaks ill about you and whatever. Because really, truly and honestly, as we are now, we probably have people that are probably, you know, checking our social media every day, abusing us, and we don't know them. Let me tell you, people out there that are crazy, that don't know you from anywhere, nowhere, and they are literally, you know, saying, this other big eyes, big head, and yeah, I don't know you.
They are sending your picture to their friends. Share, like, in, like, group chat. And one of my friends told me that. Listen, you can't be thinking that you're that important. I said, sweetie, it's not about what I'm thinking, it's about what I know. Because I was just on my own, and I think one time I had taken a trip with my mom, and my best friend, they said, I went with my sugar daddy, to Dubai, and I was like, people that I don't know them, we've never had a conversation. You just get up. These are women supporting women. Though. That is their own type of support, that they are supporting the women. You just wake up and pick up ridiculous stories, not to talk about when it is supported by your own friends. And I feel like sometimes I have been very hasty in ending friendship because you say, I wouldn't say I cut off anyone's eventually. Comments when it feels like I have put a little break, but when you tell me, my friend said, I hate it. I hate whispers at the back. It's evident that I don't like gossip, but I hate when you're coming to tell me something that my friend said, because I really hate, and that comes with going to confront my friend, like going to confront you about, oh, I heard this is what you said. I don't like it at all.
I know there's some silly ass friends that will be gossiping with people about you, then they'll not come and report them and say, oh, I was in this room and they were talking about you. I mean, I used to say, okay, you, what did you say? Do you understand?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to be smart.
You, what was your own contribution?
Contribution. Nah, honestly, if you have good female friends, keep them. The very few ones.
It's very precious.
Before you find,
it's very hard. Really, friends, the friends are always able to consider you sincerely. Yeah.
Oh, hi. I mean, I'm a believer of long-time friendships. Shout out to Nene. Mm-hmm. You know, 14 years, 16 years. Those are the day ones because. Come, those are the ones your children should be seeing, aunties. But also, I'm not saying if you haven't had like a long friendship as well, that those people don't care about you, they are not your real ones. But I'm also saying that, because really, I've had friends of 2 years or 3 years, and I've had friends that are longer than that, that those of 2 years or 3 years have made more impact. But really, have someone that's really so close to you and they've proved themselves over time. Then honestly, the corner, that doesn't mean that you guys will not fight or you guys will not have like fallouts, but for the fact that you can fight to make up again is what matters. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking, this whole friendship thing.
Like I was saying, something I saw on caption was, why are we friends then? Women are women. Jerome shoes, trips and all, because that's basically what they tell him all the time. Women supporting women is a scam, big scam. A woman's biggest enemy is another woman. Mine is not a relationship issue. I haven't seen my friend since February this year. I saw her on Saturday. She looked so beautiful. Her skin glows so well. I asked her what she used on her skin. Jero, this week... Jero this week told me Ori and she
well, maybe that's what she's using.
I asked her what she used this week. Jero, I use Ori very well. I drink 6 bottles of water a day. Why is my own not working? I shook my head. What is skincare? Let her carry her skincare recipe and die with it. It is painful. If it is me, I will give freely. The women that do this, but may God help us choose friends. And I see, listen, the thing about this is that let's just forget this skincare thing. You see that your friend, maybe the last time you saw her, she'd not have a car. The next time you now saw her, she was driving a Range Rover. You would now say, I don't know far now. Like, what's going on now? Move it on. Mama will say, it's God, though. Oh, thank God for me. Just thank God for my life. Jehovah. Okay, as in, did Jesus come down from heaven to come and buy the car for you? Oh, yeah, how? Oh, yeah, me say, how do I do? They will tell you. Never tell you. Well, you see, guys,
me, I can't believe guy, that.
They will be thinking about how, okay. I know it's, that's not to say guys are perfect. Everybody knows I think everything but that. I know that there are some that are selfish and whatever. But majority, at least the ones that have been lucky to be surrounded, like, they'll be thinking about how I can put my guy onto the next level. You see, he got a job here. Next thing, his guy is also in the company. He has a position or he's talked to a friend, women. They will be in the company. Their friend will be jobless. They will just say, don't worry, let me just send you 5K. Use it and manage. The progression is always limited. It's like let me help you, but let me not help you enough for you to stand on your own in a way that you don't need.
For you to be higher than me. Yes.
Women, please stop. Mm-hmm. It's very vicious. Very, very vicious. And
that thing is so common. Always trying to upstage your friend, be higher than your friend.
It is.
I don't see
it.
I don't reason for it.
It is.
And it's so common.
It's terrible.
Look, even on Instagram, if you have your friend has 100 likes, they must have 200 likes, or they must have 150
likes.
Yeah,
they must
have. It's just so.
She's not even fine like that. I don't even know why they even. Shut up.
And it's those ones that call me, yes, queen.
Yeah, Ada. Listen, another one I saw, they commented on like this post that I just read. It said, when women supporting women is a big scam because women don't support. My friends won't give me their tailor's number. They won't tell me the cream they use. They won't tell me their weight loss secrets. Male friends are better than female friends, 1000%. Women are witches to each other. I hate female friends. Lastly, when my friends and I used to go out and a cute guy asks for my details, they will say I'm pregnant and expecting a baby or I'm we're laughing and it's funny because
about this thing, boy,
we can't directly relate. So yes, but it's so true and it's so terrible. I can actually envisage it and it's terrible. Wicked friend. Another one, wicked friend. I'll make sure she does not marry as long as I'm alive. If she marries, I will start crying. Jero, good morning. I'll try to make this short. I had a best friend from secondary school days. We were at the same uni. We've been through a lot. I supported her all through her abortion to university. I lied for her to her boyfriend when she's going to meet a man. We share hair cream. We did everything together. We finished youth service last year. I met a zaddy. That's sugar daddies, I think. Who gave me some money to buy a car. I made the biggest mistake of my life to confide in my friend. Joro, my friend went and told my fiancé and he bought me the car. I love my fiancé with all my heart and he broke up with me. I even sent a WhatsApp to him. He even sent a WhatsApp on top. He called my mother Iyamilo and Bonvita. My parents...
What the hell is this?
And it's not funny. My parents are angry with me. My friend denied she didn't tell him, but he said she told him. And you know, she was just like, "Oh, please, what can I do to get my fiance back? I'll make sure my friend never marries." Okay, protect things you love at all costs. You will just be on your
own. If this was you, would you have
done? Yeah, see, it's true story. You tell your friend that, okay. Mistake, what the mistake? Okay, so oh yeah, it can even be the friend that will take you to the place that let's go and remove the baby. When you want to marry, the friend will say, that girl, maybe she has not found husband. That girl you want to marry, you don't even know. Listen, let me tell you something about her. Women, stop it. So let's be content. Listen, that marriage you are scattered is not going to help you. And if you marry that your friend's husband, fire is still going to catch it. Because so you also have secrets that somebody can come and tell him and everything is going to capsize. You know, it's just when I think about it, it's just one of my aunties had told me a story that she was dating this guy. And you know, they used to take all her friends out. This is like olden days romance, so like boat cruises, flights and everything. You take her and all her friends and everybody will have a nice time. The guy had a fight. She went from her friends to his office to just try and talk things over. You know, let my friend come and beg you. And you know, that's when women have friends, they become so dependent. Like, my friend will help me, my friend will help me. And sometimes it's not always a good thing because you don't even know who is surrounding you. You don't know who is who you. Anyway, she went with her friend to the office, and as they were waiting for him to come, her friend mistakenly pushed a file and the papers fell down and they were trying to gather it. And as they were trying to gather it, they saw a letter and recognized handwriting. They now say, this letter, is it not our other friend that wrote it? They took the letter and read it. Ada, it was the friend explaining to the man all the reasons why he should not be dating that their friend, all the bad things that she has done and why she's the better choice. It's so... And like now, they are all grown.
You know, people think that this is African magic, but it's actually happening.
It's real, it wasn't film. It's real. She told me, and like, I think she told me when we went for that, my other auntie's burial. And it was just terrible to see that. So you see, these people, they are actually grown, but you never actually forget. You don't forget what they've done. And like, you're my friend, but you're not really my friend like that anymore because this is what you did. Like now, she got married to somebody else. The rich man that she was trying to bag obviously did not marry her because you don't marry anybody that comes and tell you rubbish about their friend. Anybody that does that does not have...
Do you understand? Men are not,
they're really not as stupid as people perceive them to be. But So yeah, like all that, and it was that was obviously stemmed from jealousy, because why is it only her that they are taking across the world? Me too, I want to go to Milan now. Me too, I want to go and stay in Paris, you know, all that kind of thing. And
maybe men are really a problem.
Yes, and that jealousy, it is terrible. It's terrible to come back from. It's terrible to overcome, because once a friend becomes jealous of another friend, it never stops. It's continuous. You start by you want her clothes, then you want her man, then you want her account, then you want her life, and you're suddenly just determined to bring her down. Listen, and you see the thing about such women. Anywhere you scatter a fruitful seed, it will still be fruitful. If you cut it down, it's still gonna grow. And I don't know how to explain this. I was trying to explain to one of my friends the other day, and she was just like, oh, you know, like, she's tired of being a good person in this world because people can be so negative and terrible and all of that. And I told her, listen, as someone who has been in a terrible place where I felt like I always needed to do things back, when I can tell you for a fact that letting things go is way easier. Like, it takes less energy. You're satisfied. You're happy. And I'm just on my own, sitting happy. Meanwhile, somebody is there with exercise book, marking how today they are going to scatter her nose. Today they are going to tear her. Tomorrow they are going to bust her tire. And you are planning, you are wasting your money, you are wasting your energy, you're unhappy. Like, it is draining to be a terrible person.
It's so draining. It's something that should even be a constant prayer point, having good friends, because friends can make or break you.
They can
literally make or break you.
I feel like those ones that they are just determined, just, you know, find your problems. Because, and you know, when you've been friends with somebody for a long time and you trust the person and you just don't think, suddenly boom, jealousy will just appear from somebody. You just say, you are here, Ada has built out, she has gotten married, you are still here. From there you start to think, how is it your friend's fault that you did not build house? How is it your friend's fault that somebody did not come and marry you? You should she have been writing poster across the person on the road that, please, oh, come and post to my friend, oh, please, oh, come and marry her. You know, like, I don't know, but I feel like, you know, jealousy is just, is an irrational emotion. So, you know, when it creeps in, it just creeps in. But God forbid, because I'm a wholesome woman. There's nothing that should make me to be jealous of another woman. If you're a jealous woman, let me just tell you that you are not wholesome. Something is missing in your life.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're human and conditions and situations might make us feel jealous, but it is how you react, it's how you suppress it. You get what I'm saying? Because we can't say, oh, situations may not happen that you wouldn't feel some, you know, envy or jealousy, but it's what you do in that moment.
I don't feel, I'm always sincerely happy when I feel like my friends achieve something. And if I'm not happy, it's even that same person I'll be telling that, Shebi, you see, you now, you have gotten this one. Me, I'm still here. I'm still sleeping. Yeah. It's you I'm having it.
Being sincerely happy is the thing, but we can't, I feel like, being realistic, we are human, so we can't always have control of emotions. There are situations, even if it's not your friendships, that you will not feel.
It just happens.
Yeah, so it is up to you to not say, no, this person is my friend. I need to suppress this emotion I'm feeling right now.
I appreciate your honesty. So for those that still feel it, you know that you can suppress it. Me, I don't feel it, Shaq. So I'm happy all the time. I'm celebrating all the time. And anybody that is not celebrating with me, that's their loss. That's their cup of tea. Be good.
Yeah, true. Well, I feel like this is such an important topic and we can't even talk about it enough, because it's so crazy. Like, and I feel like women have, let's emulate like male friendships. It's so drama free. It's not stressful, you know.
I don't know.
Be women, we're the cause of our problem, but if you really have good people in your corner, please don't let them go. keep them, because to find friends, good friends, is not easy. It's really not easy.
Like, this is just a note to just let go of spite, change your mindset, celebrate people sincerely. Being your jealousy, just the opinion, eliminate the idea that anybody is trying to. Well, it's possible that they are trying to oppress you, but when you identify such a problem, you can just remove yourself from such situation, you know, and let God just help us to choose our friends, because as I said before, friendship heartbreaks are the worst. Like, it is so difficult to come from, or you're naked in a way that I can't even explain. It's different from the relationship that you have with a guy. It's just
like,
wow, I can't just believe that this is my friend. Because I feel like sometimes you guys, you see it coming when you're dating somebody and you say, I cheated, even though it's like, I can't believe it, I'm so betrayed, I'm so hurt. Like, somewhere at the back of your mind is like, there's always this possibility. But you see, like, when you have a female friend, it's like, I don't want to use the word gold, but yes, just pure, just like that. And she's perfect, and everything she does is good, it's nice, it's lovely. Until she does something, not that she doesn't do wrong, though. Obviously, we fight every now and then. Well, I mean something that all those that your brain is scattered. Like, you have to pause, you have to reflect, and it's hard.
You have to reevaluate.
Reevaluate the value of the friendship. Create your position in that person's life, and how much you really mean to the person. Like, those type of betrayals are very hard to come back from. Not impossible, but they are very hard, because when you have to consider that she loves me, she doesn't love me more than she loves herself. So last is whatever she thinks is good for her, she's going to do, not whatever is good for me. It's also a tough place to be in. I also read something a while ago about how friendships sometimes, you know, last a lifetime. Some of them, some take from you, some give to you, pull lessons, some will help you grow, some will teach you to be better. Some friendships won't even be friendships at all, and they will expose themselves with time. Some friendships will open doors, some will close doors. Some friends will love you, and some will leave you. All of that kind of stuff. But it actually made me to think, this is reality. You can't expect,
like, it's so easy to say that, but then how would you even know which friend is for which season? It's just crazy.
Praying to God that, listen, in all my friendships, I cover it with the blood of Jesus. You take control, because when it comes to it, because I was asked in my survey, now one of she would, and I said no, because, you know, maybe if push ever came to shove, like if she ever found herself in a situation to do that, there was a probability that she wouldn't put me first, or she wouldn't consider my feelings or my things, and she would do what she wanted to do anyway. And that was thoughts. Because I was also talking to another of my friends, and she was just like, you know, she had experienced relationships with like self-absorbed and self-centered women that just, you know, and get angry at anything. Like, that's just, you know, general friendship things. And in different relationships, she has encountered her friend insulting her because of the knowledge that she has of, you know, like, let's say, well, okay, we're working at this point, and so everybody's earning money and everything. Well, you know that he's at home, he doesn't really have money like your own daddy, and you now use it to insult me. And in that sense, it is evident that down on the person, because you feel like you're better than the person, because your parents have more kind of thing, and terrible. I also got, because I told them I would try to fit in everything that they had into the podcast somehow. So I'm just putting it all in somehow. Another one said, oh, someone that seemed like such a mean girl, that she's barely not happy in her life, and she always tried to project it on her. So like whenever she used to come and cry to her about things, she would laugh at her. Like, come to tell you, okay, this is what's happening to me, and you're just about it. And meanwhile, you're about your own. And you use my own problems to make yourself feel better about yourself. No, she was just in the perspective of how this other person spoke. Listen, so like, if you're friends with me, and I'm always telling you how, oh, that one, I beg Joe, she doesn't have sense. This one, she's stupid. This one, she's jobless. This one, her dad doesn't have money. This one, she sleeps with men. So, like, these are supposed to be your... I met you and consider... This is rubbish that you have to say about them. So, like, please don't think that you are now special. That when it's now your turn, they'll be saying, Ada.
The one that can do that is definitely speaking about you.
She's going to say... Dada, I was even at home last week when she called me to tell me that her daddy did not have money for soup, you know. And like, it's very important to keep yourself away from all those type of those situations. And I'm glad my friend came out of it, but she was just expressing herself, you know, and how terrible it was to go through at that time, because all these type of terrible friendships, they can be emotionally traumatizing, because you're just trying to wrap your head around the whole situation, trying to wrap your head around how you fell in love kind of with this person
those kind of friendships, easier said than done, because if the person has been, you know, you've been really close to the person, and then the person is now, you know, switching up, it's easy for people to say, oh, like, how can't you leave, end it. But really, in all honesty, like, when we are in that situation, you're always thinking, trying to let whatever the person says slide. So I can definitely, like, understand how, you know, this person felt. So it's crazy.
Yeah, just talking about how, you know, that sometimes when she's angry, that she had a best friend, and she would always badmouth best friend. Like, she literally never had anything good to say about her. And she's just like, how is this person your best friend if you feel this way about her?
About the person.
Yeah, in hindsight, she realized that, you know, it was jealousy. And she just generally emitted a lot of negative energy. And they eventually broke up, and the friendship and all of that. She had already gone through the whole situation. And when you go to situations like that, sometimes it's hard to trust, because it's just like, what's the probability this one, you know, like this? For me, I'm a free bird, though. I'm just fine. Forever trusting, forever loving. Like, it's fine. I'm so grateful that I've been able to evolve to find myself in such a positive space where I feel like no matter what you throw at me, I'm determined to be a good person no matter what happens. Because God knows, a bad person is a very terrible, it's a very dark thing. It's a very dark thing, but it's not our portion in Jesus' name. And I just hope that this podcast or this episode some way touched someone to be able to reflect on their lives and think about if you're a good friend, if you're a friend that's deserving of the friendships that you have. Because like me now, I think I'm deserving of all the friends. I feel like I have really amazing friends, and sometimes I'm not so great a person. I'm not so great a person, not in a way of being malicious or jealous or betrayed. Now, my friends cannot say I betrayed them. Except, hello, if you say it, you are lying. Because
it's not, hello,
it's not true. You know? But just every other human being, I have my flaws, and in talking about all these things also helps me to reflect. Like, I hope it helps other people to reflect how important to be a good person, and how your negativity affects other people in ways that are hard to recover from.
Yep, you said everything, basically everything. I think what I'll say is, you know your friends' love languages. You know, treat them how they want to be treated, even though it's inconvenient for you, even though it's something you're not used to, just because, you know, your friends are valuable to you and you love them and you trust them. Please, yeah. You know, love them the way they want to be loved. And also, if there's anybody that's giving you bad energy and you see these signs, by all means, please just, you know.
What did you say? You were going to say, pack your bags and run away. No, don't do that. Please try and resolve.
No. I wanted to say, pack your bags and run away, because I want to be realistic. But
take them to therapy. Take them to,
No. But in personal experience, what I do is I just, you know, keep my space.
Okay, you don't take them to a large rap.
And then I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear what you just said. But because I don't know what she's talking about. But me, I just keep my distance. And I love you from afar.
You put their name in the, write their name and put inside the Bible.
No, me, I do that, putting your name inside Bible and prayer when it's deep.
I know you too much there.
I'll just be like, God. Okay, but me. Okay, so for example, personal experience. I think when in February, mm-hmm. I had this really bad fallout with one of my friends, mm-hmm. and what the person did, because me, I'm somebody of fourth chances. What the person did, I was just like, no, I cannot deal with this again. Mm-hmm. And I literally had to put a stop. See, there's some friendships that you have to pack your bags and run. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to put them inside Bible, because heaven only helps those who help themselves. Mm-hmm. There's some that you have to flee and run, because mm-hmm. you can see the danger. Mm-hmm. So I give them all the chances that they require, and, you know, be forgiving. But once you know, like, mm-hmm. this person does not have your interest at heart, is more parasitic than, you know, you benefiting from it, please, by all means, pack your bag. Pack it. Me, I know. Okay, so I feel like you're the type of person not to pack your bags and run. Yeah. Then there's the type of person just to be mute about it and let me go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. But let things play out. Yeah, I do let things play out, because I like to see people who they really are.
That you have to... mm-hmm.
Anyway, this has been nice, Afion. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
I hope everyone has heard something or has something that they'd like to share. Episode. Bye.
Bye.